today, we're joined in studio, Joy Boostrom from the Buchanan Community Chorus, a cherished Monmouth tradition since 1988, sponsored by the Buchanan Center of the Arts and the Illinois Arts Council. And with rehearsals starting on October 20th for their upcoming Christmas concerts, Joy is here to share how this teaching chorus brings together singers from Warren, Knox, Henderson counties to educate and inspire through music. So, Joy, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you. We appreciate the time.
You guys do a lot over there.
We do. We do. We're a busy musical place.
What's the most fun, singing, playing an instrument, or teaching?
Oh, gosh. I guess my heart was always in band to start with, but growing up, always sang at church, sang at school. But I think singing and playing an instrument, just it all works together. And I enjoy teaching the students. I enjoy my retirement too, but I enjoy teaching. It's fun to get them to understand the importance of music.
Yeah, I have kids of my own that I try to teach, and it's not fun.
Sometimes teaching your own, I think, is harder.
Well, you know, you gotta have patience. But yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, the Buchanan Community Chorus, it's been a cornerstone Monmouth community since 1988, inspired by Grace E. Buchanan's vision for a teaching chorus. So how does this group, how is it unique, and how does it fulfill that mission?
Our director is Carolyn Kellert, longtime choir director at Galesburg High School. I first met Carolyn when I started teaching in Monmouth. She was teaching choir at Monmouth School District. She does such a good job of teaching us, you know, vocal technique, and we work on breathing and, you know, word pronunciations, and sometimes we'll sing in another language. And she educates us and helps us become better singers. And then through the music she selects, a lot of the things we've been working on lately is actually really thinking about the words that you're singing and getting that point across. And it really changes, sort of from my perspective, changes how you approach your singing. Because if you really think about what you're singing, that's some important things.
I hadn't really thought about that, but it makes sense. I mean, I'm sure there's some people that just don't even have any idea what they just sang, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I think if you're thinking about, you know, especially, you know, well, any season, but Christmas season and the message behind all that, you know, I think it really makes a difference in your performance. And part of our purpose is also to educate our audience. But Carolyn selects a theme for each season. And it's just the way that, like I said, she's instructing us and making us better performers and better singers, but we're also through our words and through what we're singing, I think we're educating our audience as well.
Yeah. You kind of, you see the growth, and that's motivation right there.
Yes. I mean, you know, yes. And singing in an ensemble or playing in an ensemble, there's nothing, it's hard to describe. There's nothing better than that, that camaraderie. And, I think it makes us human. And, the Knox Galesburg Symphony concert, this last concert was a wonderful concert. And Dr. Kangro, the director, talked about the humanity in music. And I think we need some of that.
Yeah.
I think we need some of that.
So the chorus draws members from Warren, Knox, Henderson counties. What's the process like to bring everybody together?
We just try to do a lot of advertising like this because I think some people don't realize we're there. We, you know, or, you know, you contact friends through your church, your friends, family. We had a four-generation family come and sing a year ago, which was real. That was so much fun that they all came together and spent a season with us.
So
there's just lots of, we try to get as much information out as we can about us.
And then you have a rehearsal starting October 20th?
October 20th. We rehearse on Monday evenings from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And we rehearse at First United Methodist Church in Monmouth. That's 221 East Broadway. In our new sanctuary, it's a very open setting, and we have chairs instead of pews, so we have some flexibility. So that's where we rehearse.
And how do you get involved?
Show up the first night. Okay. You know, we always say it's nice if you can read music, but if you can't, that's okay too. If you love to sing, we sing quality literature, but it's very, very attainable. And, so if you show up that night, we do have a folder fee, a $10 fee for the season. And that just helps purchase music and, some just take care of some things. But yeah, if you just show up that first night at 7 and we'll get you settled.
Yeah.
Talking to Joy Boostrom from the Buchanan Community Chorus. So what are we rehearsing for?
This is our Christmas concert in December. The dates are Friday, December 19th. And that concert, both of our concerts are in Monmouth this year. That concert starts at 7 p.m. and it's at Faith United Presbyterian Church in Monmouth. And then Saturday, December 20th, a 2 p.m. concert at First United Methodist Church in Monmouth.
Okay. And what can we expect from those performances?
Carolyn's her theme is called The Gift of Christmas. So we sing traditional Christmas. We may sing music from other countries, other cultures. One of the highlights for me is we close with Silent Night, and we have a choir member who does sign language to it. And I'm so glad that I'm in the choir, because I think if I was watching her, I don't think there'd be a dry eye, because it's just beautiful how that sign language brings that song to life. We also have started, since after the pandemic, when we got back together, Carolyn started implementing some small ensembles from within the chorus. So they might be vocal ensembles. I have the pleasure of playing a piano duet with our accompanist, who is Linda Burnett, and she's wonderful. Carolyn and Stan Jenks, another choir member, will do a piano organ duet. We have some instrumental ensembles. And so it's sort of, you know, it actually lets the choir sit down, take a breather.
Oh, yeah.
And that was one thing we found out after the pandemic. We weren't used to standing up all that time. But she's instituted that. And I think our audience response has been very positive about that. So besides the whole choir singing, we have these small groups. Yeah.
Speaking of audiences, you know, you want to educate audiences as well as the singers.
Yes.
How do your concerts blend the different styles of choral music?
Oh, we sing anything. Again, one of my favorites from Christmas is a Barbra Streisand version of Jingle Bells. That's in different time and meters and stuff and different tempo. It's so much fun. I love that song. But we, you know, we sing different styles. It might be more traditional, you know, Christmas, but we sing some fun things. It's just, I think we just implement so many different things I think it keeps our audience attention. We have a nice pace for our concerts. Sometimes we sing in the round our audience, rather than all just singing together. So, Carolyn does a great job of programming, just different styles from different cultures, sometimes different languages. That's always a challenge for me.
There's more than just Feliz Navidad.
Yes, there is. But it's just, I think it's just a nice programming and some different selections.
We're talking about Christmas music. Do you basically just focus on this time of year, or are you all year round?
We'll have our Christmas, and then we will have a spring concert. And with this coming 2026 being the 250th birthday of the United States, that's going to be our theme right there. And so we'll start rehearsing again for a spring concert in May.
Does the chorus maybe look a little bit different Christmas time versus springtime?
Yes.
Some members are only available.
Yes. I think we have some people that spend their winters in warmer climates, so might not be there for Christmas, but they'll be back for our spring concert. Yeah. We encourage area high school students who like to sing to come and sing with us. That just gives them another outlet, another director to work with.
Who's your youngest member, and maybe who's your oldest?
Just
ages. You don't have to give names.
Four generation family we had, the grandpa, I think I would safely say he was in his mid 80s. Mm-hmm. Our youngest, we've had high schoolers that are freshmen, sophomores that have sung with us.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that just, again, music's all ages.
Oh, yeah.
And the intergenerational thing, I think, is fun, too, because those high school students who come are going to learn from the people they're sitting with, as well as learning from our director.
Yeah.
You're also part of the band. Do you find it easier to attract participants from one or the other? I mean, you know, in the band, you have to play an instrument. In music, anybody can sing. Maybe not well, but everybody can sing, right?
I don't see a difference in it. I do both, and we have several members, of our choir who have played in bands in the past and have that experience. I think band does, you know, there's a little more limitation there, but I've also seen people who have come back to their band instrument after years away from it because they wanted to get involved again. I think we have equal draw. I think we have people that do both, and we have some people that just do one or the other.
How do you encourage singers to, I mean, maybe some people might be shy to perform in front of people. What do you say to those people?
To come and try it.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're a very welcoming group. And again, it's that camaraderie of singing and performing together. And they don't have to like jump into one of these small ensembles. You know, they can just sing and they don't have to be involved in that part of it until maybe they decide, I can do that.
Yeah.
But to come and sing, and I think it's just a really neat experience.
Yeah. What would somebody see visually when they come to one of the concerts?
We start out, usually our Christmas concert, we process in on O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And sometimes we use choir chimes with that. We have people that play those as well. And it's, sometimes we sing it a cappella totally. Sometimes the piano joins us on the refrain. But we process in. Like I said, sometimes we'll sing in the round, around our audience. Visually, it just has a nice flow. When we go from those small ensembles, we try just as soon as one is done, we just keep that motion going. So yeah, there's no dead space, no dead air, so to speak, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and I think, like, based off what you're describing, you know, a lot of times you'll see, you know, you're not on a, you know, there's not like a curtain in a traditional stage. So it's not like they're closing the curtain, then you're resetting. Correct. And so it's kind of have a flow to it the whole time.
But yes.
About how long is a concert?
I'm going to say an hour to an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't have an intermission.
Yeah.
But again, with those small ensembles, it sort of breaks up a little bit. Like I said, gives choir members a chance to sit down.
Right.
And get a break for a minute.
I don't want to stand for an hour either.
especially
in front of people. He's wobbling.
That's right. You wouldn't think that standing would be. But yeah, and we, like I said, and as our, we have some members that sit, which if you have a hard time standing, we have several that sit just because it's easier on them. And they can still come and come and perform and be part of us.
Yeah. It's a challenge. You're belting it out up there.
Yes.
And so, I mean, it takes it out of you.
Yes.
I just stand there yelling at my kids, I guess. We are running short on time. Jay, do you have
we're talking to Joy Boostrom from the Buchanan Community Chorus. Just tell us one more time on how people can get involved and what's coming up for you.
Our first rehearsals is on Monday, October 20th, and we'll rehearse every Monday from 7 to 8:30 at First United Methodist in Monmouth. Our concerts are Friday, December 19th at Faith United Presbyterian in Monmouth, and Saturday, December 20th at 2 at First United Methodist in Monmouth. And we have two dress rehearsals besides that Monday, so we'll have 1 week where we'll have a Wednesday rehearsal as well. Just come on the 20th. Come check us out. Come and sing with us. It's a great group. We have a good time. We learn a lot. And get in that camaraderie of singing together.
You have any Facebook or website where people can follow?
We do have a Facebook page. I think it's just Buchanan Community Chorus. I think if you had questions, they could call the Buchanan Center for the Arts, or and they could direct you to who they needed to contact. Yeah.